This episode has been recorded across the lands of the Wathaurong and the Wurundjeri people. We wish to pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and acknowledge that this always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Marty, we have a big week of Friday night football for anyone who's watching along tonight. Over the weekend, Meg Hutchins, Hawthorn VFLW veteran, played her final game. Meg has an absolutely stacked CV that you almost can't even believe. She's played more than 250 games of VFLW football. She played for 2 years at Collingwood on their AFLW list. She's a BNF winner in the VFLW, premiership player, and has taken on multiple roles behind the scenes in women's football at Collingwood and Hawthorn. She shared a special moment after kicking the match-sealing goal in the final quarter on Sunday's game. And her wife, Steph, who is a physio, is on the coaching panel, but also just happened to be the runner at that moment, was able to run onto the field and give her a hug. So we are very excited to bring you these two unbelievably experienced and very special women's football people to chat to you today. Is it bittersweet or is it just sweet what passed on the weekend with Meg playing her final game in the VFLW?
We'll get both answers, so don't hesitate. We'll get you both.
I'm sure I'll probably get sad at some point to have a bit of withdrawal, but I'm just really, really happy and content with everything that I've been able to do and achieve and help develop over my time. The weekend was just, it really, really was just the most perfect day. It was due to rain and it didn't. And then, just everything that we'd planned to do as a team and everything like that, it all sort of came true, really. So I don't know if I could play another game of football because it was probably one of the most perfect games I've ever played in. So, yeah, it was pretty special.
Yeah, like Meg said, it was pretty much the perfect day and game. So I think at this point, it's only been, all sweet, if you like, but it does present a really great opportunity to start doing some other things away from the footy world. But certainly it doesn't mean an end to Meg's involvement in football. So it's just a different type of involvement.
Are you a testament to that yourself, Steph, having played in the VFLW and now sort of coaching and continuing your physio work? Did you have some advice for Meg, or do you feel like, stepping into those behind the scenes roles is something that you can continue to do together after playing together too?
I think we're probably both pretty different people in that perspective. Like, Meg's been playing a lot longer than I've played, and I've sort of moved through different sports and probably don't have like a really hardcore attachment to football. And also we're probably just differently wired. Like, Meg's a little bit more of a creature of comfort and a bit of a hoarder. So she's kind of likes to sort of, hold on, where I'm a little bit easier to compartmentalize and, move on. So I guess I could kind of give advice, but we're just totally different people. So the way we each deal with things is really different.
I love your honesty with her sitting right next to you too. So what is it, Meg? What's the what's really drawing you back in? Is it commentating and a bit of the media? Do you think you'll end up back in some coaching roles or further behind the scenes in a list management type of thing? What is it that's interesting you now that you have, the choice?
I know, right? As Steph said, it's sort of along the way, I've sort of dabbled in a lot of different things and I've sort of used that as a way to add to my skill set. So kind of call myself a jack of all trades, but a master of none at the moment. So I haven't quite sort of really pinpointed what I really, really want to do. I really enjoy doing a lot of different things. The commentary stuff's something I do enjoy, particularly obviously AFLW and having feeling like my opinion and my knowledge is listened to and heard and respected as well. So that's really, really nice. I've just started doing a little bit of work with AFL Barwon as well. So Mads, don't get reported.
Yeah. It's not my plan to.
So I started doing a bit of work with AFL Barwon in the female football space there. So that's really, really good to sort of go on down the admin side of things as well. So, yeah, I guess long story short, I sort of just take any opportunity really that presents itself. And
do you feel like that, you know, if as Hawthorn are getting their license for an AFLW team, do you have an emotional attachment to want to, you know, put your imprint on that somehow?
Yeah, definitely. I said a year or two back when, you know, the whole discussion about when Hawthorn are going to or if they're going to get an AFLW license, I feel like I want to be at the club when they do make their debut at AFLW level. I feel like they've given me so much in regards to playing this game and the support and the program that was set up for me to be able to enjoy and I guess thrive in, that I want to be able to give back to that program as well. So in whatever capacity, if I'm just a water girl, then I'm a water girl and it doesn't bother me. I would love to be there for day one and to be there for Hawthorn's debut at AFLW level would be a really, really special day for the club, special day for the supporters as well, but I'm sure you know, special day for all the past players that have, you know, built it to where it is right now.
So exciting. Talking about water girls, if you will, we heard about the fairy tale moment on the weekend, but could you want to tell us a little bit about that moment?
It was a bit of fun. So yeah, I think we were a couple of points up and one of our young players took a mark just outside 50 and set Meg up really well there. So on the sidelines, there'd been this sort of joke all year, Beck Goddard. Every time Meg sort of had a shot on goal or someone's had a shot on goal, Goddard sort of, she bets her house on it. And to this point, Meg had a shot in her 250th and she missed it. And so Goddard went again, she put her house on it. I knew she would kick it because it was in her range, you know, sort of, there's a bit of content, a bit of discussion about how far it was. Was it 45 or 50 out or was it 70 out? Was it
27 out? It got longer as the night went on.
We're sort of just watching from the sideline and she just took her time to sort of take the set shot. And yeah, backed it in 100%. But then when she kicked it and kind of realised, like, oh, yeah, we're now up, sort of got a nice little lead now. And, yeah, it's the last game and Meg's kicked a goal. Sort of took me a second. I sort of turned back to the other runner because I had to make sure you can't have two runners out there at the same time. Make sure the other runner wasn't there. And I just went, oh, yeah, bugger it. I'm going to run out there. Because often I'll run out after a goal to sort of, yeah, give feedback or get rotations happening. And I just thought, and it was the furthest end from our box. Yeah, as well.
You ran a long way.
I did run a long way. And I had I wear a heart rate monitor for the gym. And definitely see where I spiked up for that run. So I got straight out there. Because, Meg always, like, I'm not a very PDA person. So I get a lot of, you know, flack for that. But, I guess the occasion presented itself and I just didn't really think too much about it and thought, well, yeah, of course I'd want to run out there. Well, lucky enough that I could because, you know, I was a runner. I wasn't just a random pitch invader. it sort of worked out perfectly. I had the opportunity and just thought, well, yeah, why wouldn't I get out there and quickly say well done and then quickly get back off in case the coach had a message to get out.
It's actually pretty funny because usually, you know, when we're at football, we keep it very, it's very professional. It's like, you know, we're here to do a job and we got a role. So you actually see in the vision that she runs out there and I go and give her a high 10 and it's not a high 10 moment. I'm like, okay.
Earlier in the game, I'd had to run out there earlier to give you some feedback on something that you didn't do very well. So it was good to have that little special moment. Yeah.
It's an incredible moment to be able to share together because there's certainly a lot of highs and that's great, but the lows are pretty low as well for footy, the hard work, the behind the scenes, the things, you know, people don't even know what you're doing to get out every Saturday or Sunday or whenever you play. And that's stuff that you would have seen, Steph, and you would have been a part of all of that. So I think it's just amazing that you really got to be in that moment of that incredible, you know, that fairy tale, kicking the goal and having that whole win. I think I'm a little bit jealous. I think, you know, Hester and I are probably never going to be runners and be like really in that moment. We're just cheering with all the fans in the grandstands. So
that's right. No, I'm really lucky to sort of be out on the ground for it, even though I wasn't playing. And we're just sort of saying, it was great that I got captured, actually, because Sunday night, there was sort of a few jokes around, you know, that happened, because everyone kind of, yeah, like I said, gives me a bit of flack for not being overly PDA. And there was sort of a bit of conversation around, does anyone have it on footage? Has anyone got it? And then the next day, obviously, the photos came up, and yeah, it was, yeah, they're actually, yeah, it's really, really nice to see, really special moment captured.
You've had a few special moments together on the football field. You know, it was a fairy tale moment, but a couple of pretty good fairy tale careers too. How about playing in a premiership together?
Yeah, well, that was that was really, really nice, actually, because, I mean, if you go back a year or so, you were playing at our local club level at the Eastern Devils, and at the end of that season, 2017, it was basically decided that the Devils probably weren't able to field a VFLW team anymore in terms of just the resources that was required and the everything that the players needed. So they made a really hard decision to actually no longer field a team in the VFLW. So then all of us, really, we had to go and find new homes, and a lot of us ended up at Hawthorn. So it made it extra special that, you know, we'd gone through all that at the Devils, and then we were all, a lot of us were reunited at Hawthorn, and then to be able to share that experience, not only with those girls, but obviously Steph as well. You know, Steph's a lifelong diehard Hawthorn supporter. So for her to actually become a Hawthorn premiership player and join all the names that she'd grown up, you know, wanting to, be like and idolise was really, really special.
I did read that, Steph. I think that was really cool. If that wasn't it, if playing in the premiership wasn't the highlight of your joint careers, of the games that you played together, is there a game that stands out for you or another moment in a game, or were you guys very professional always when you were playing footy together?
We've always been really professional in that, yeah, like we're there for football, and you know, private life is for after that. We have lots of arguments, very robust, heated arguments around, you know, who should have done what out there, whose fault was what. I'm trying to think what else. We actually had my 50th game, and it was also your 200th game. I was overshadowed on that one.
Congratulations to you both, because it is it's a team effort. So well done.
No, thank you much.
Thanks so much for having us, guys. I have tuned in and watched and listened to a lot of your potty. So it's real privilege to be part of it.